My name is Lizard. I live in Blue Lake, California. And I love to play the piano, and I was so happy to find this piano on the street. And I'm going to play this song called Ophelia by the band.
Blue Lake, California, just 15 miles northeast of Eureka, is a bit of an enigma. It's a sleepy former logging town of just over 1,000 people, yet it has a bustling casino. There actually is no lake, blue or otherwise, but the Mad River passes nearby. And downtown, if you can call two or three intersections downtown, has a piano on the sidewalk for anyone to play. It was put there by longtime resident Barbara Russell. I meet her bottling wine a half block away from the piano at the Blue Lake Winery. She's being paid in wine, and she reads a Shakespeare quote on the wine label for me.
It says, "How shall we beguile the lazy time if not with some delight?"
Do you think that relates to the piano?
Yes.
How so?
Well, it's good energy on so many levels. Music goes right to people's soul, and really, like, the piano helps, but it's really the love.
Back on the corner of G Street and Railroad Avenue, some folks from the winery have wandered over to hear Lizard play the piano.
Spirit is something no one destroys, and the sound that I'm hearing is only the sound of the low spark of my heel voice.
Think about the spirit that
the spirit is something that no one destroys. I think of Martin Luther King mostly. The spirit is something that no one destroys, and music is something that can keep a spirit coming back, like, and there's echoes from long ago. People who are long gone return. And music is part of the echoing of the spirit of people long gone.
A strong spirit that has echoed in Blue Lake for 40 years has been the Del Arte School of Physical Theater. Last year, it helped the city secure a public arts grant, which, amongst other things, helped designate a sewer cover on Railroad Avenue as the center of the universe. It's one block down from Barbara Russell's public piano, and between the Odd Fellows Hall, where Del Arte is based, and the Lager Bar, one of California's oldest continuously running saloons. I'm on a bar stool looking out the front door of the Lager with owner Kate Martin.
That is the center of the universe. I think it's just the magnetic vortex of the world. Actually ends up right there in the middle of the sewage cover. And this is Kevin. Yep, Kevin the cat. He just showed up here. Hasn't left. I think he's a reincarnated customer because he loves sitting on the bar stools.
On a nearby bar stool, I find actor Cooper Lee Smith, who just graduated with his Master of Fine Arts from Del Arte. He's what locals call a Del Artian. And I ask him if he doesn't think the whole center of the universe thing is a touch pretentious.
I've never seen it as pretentious, and I think part of it is that I know it's not saying that we are the most important or that Blue Lake is the be-all, end-all. First of all, it has a spirit of humor, of joy, and so immediately I love that I can look at that and laugh. But also, once again, it ties back to community to me, and it's less the location and more the spirit of this place that gives it the ability to call itself the center of the universe.
Honey, you know I die.
What does the piano do? I just think the piano brings good energy. It brings the possibility of song. And I think that music is something that cuts right through any differences and barriers, and it just makes people's hearts sing. And that's got to be a great thing.
From the center of the universe, or a piano close to it, I'm Michael Joyce for JPR News.